I am talking to the amazing Tommy Ford. Anybody that's watched TV in the past 20 years, 30 years, I don't want to date you, but they know Tommy.
Oh, I'm an old man. It's all right. I'm proud of
him. We know him first from the Martin Show as Tommy, Martin's neighbor who is always, we've always wondered what his job was, and you worked that thing, I want to tell you. I mean, that you're like, it's like black folklore. Like, what does Tommy do? You're on all kind of trivia, black trivia and all that. So
that was
a great, that's a great thing. I know, and who would have imagined? I know you couldn't have when you first accepted that job, but we'll talk about that. He's been working steadily since the 80s as first, as I said, as Tommy, and then Mel on the Parkers, New York Undercover, in movies, Harlem Nights, more recently hosting Who's Got Jokes, so with Bill Bellamy. So you've had an amazing career. You must feel very blessed, first of all.
I am extremely blessed. Yes, I am. I got bored listening to all those things. Like, well, okay, I forgot about all that stuff. Yeah, that's me.
That's amazing. It really is. And we're so excited to talk about the Denton Black Film Festival and what and your role there. You will be hosting a master acting workshop on Sunday.
Yeah,
and that's just great. Talk to us about that and why that's important to give back in that way.
Absolutely. You know, I do this acting workshop. It's called Tommy Got a Job Acting Workshop. Hello. And it's so very important, not just for actors, but for everybody to have a real understanding of who we are. A lot of people are under the preconceived notion that acting is pretending to be someone else. And acting is not pretending. Acting is becoming. Mm-hmm. When you ask, you go to any bar, and you ask, I see actors all the time, what are you doing? I'm acting drunk. I said, that's interesting because drunks don't act drunk. Drunk acts sober.
Hilarious.
Hello. Mm-hmm. Give me the key. No, I'm good. So it's not about pretending. It's about becoming. Mm-hmm. But it's a difficult thing to accomplish for an actor because most of our lives, you and I and everybody else, spend most of our day, our lives, covering up our blemishes, covering up our flaws, covering up our weaknesses. So if we spend most of our lives not being us, how in the world can we accomplish becoming someone else? Mm. So the workshop really is about making it clear that it's, unless I know who I am and clear on who I am, it's impossible for me to portray someone else. Because in my life, I spend most of my life hiding, pretending, ducking and dodging. So if I am doing that every day, then certainly a character does that. A character does not. If we knew everyone in our lives who were going to hurt us, we would never get hurt. Because they would have a big sign on the forehead saying, hey, I'm a terrible person and I'm going to break your heart. I'm going to disappoint you. So that's really one of the amazing things about the acting workshop. It really helps us to have a clear understanding of self in order to have a to portray someone else, to become someone else's self. Before I was a full-time actor, I worked as a human relations specialist with an organization called the National Conference of Community Injustice, and it was just about about learning about self, learning about clearing ourselves of our flaws and our foolishness and finding and discovering who we are. And I learned it as an actor, that the clearer I was about me and about the messages that I give that make people think a certain way, the clearer I can become with a character. Because none of us are as simple as I'm just a person. No, I'm so much more. And there's so many more layers. And that's what we do. We work on those layers.
Well, that sounds almost like therapy.
It's exactly what it is. It's drama therapy. So not only do I teach this as an acting workshop, but I teach this to troubled youth. I train staff with this. So it is a form of drama therapy. So I have a saying to everyone who takes a class, I can't guarantee you that you're going to win an Academy Award when you leave this workshop, but I guarantee you that the same person who walked in that door will not be the same person who, you know, who first who walked out the door won't be the same person who walked into the door.
Wow. So it almost sounds like, I mean, I know you probably, I'm not sure if the class is full yet, but if it isn't, it almost sounds like you don't even necessarily have to be an aspiring actor to even take the class.
And that's why it's for beginners, it's for veterans, it's for folk who just want to learn and grow and see what that experience is like. It's not, you're right, it's not limited to just acting or actors, and it's not limited to veterans or rookies. It's for anyone who wants to learn, grow, and develop their skill.
And I hope one thing you touch on is the importance of character actors, because most people who talk about becoming an actor, they think about becoming the leading person, leading man, or the leading lady. And you have made a career out of being a character actor, and some of the greatest actors, we just lost Abe Bogota, one of the greatest character actors that ever lived. Those are the people, some of the most memorable characters.
Absolutely.
Like Tommy. And
here's
I
the deal, and you had, and you brought up something so very, very important. Everyone is not not lead. You look at pictures, these glamour shots, and the people show up for an audition and go, who is this? Is this your sister? Was it 20 years ago? There is a role for you. Just you are perfectly made exactly who you are. No matter what shape, what shade, what size, you are perfectly you, and it's a place for you. So when you think of many of the characters who really touched our lives, they're not just the pretty people, the gorgeous people. They're the misfits. They're people who don't fit in. They're people who are overweight or underweight. Is you are perfect just the way you are. Use the gift that God gave you. Stop pretending to be somebody else.
That's a great thing that you just said, and I think that will help a lot of people who have the goal to be an actor, and some people who might think they don't have the right look, or they're too tall, they're too short, all of that.
I'll be 52 years old this year, so I can't do the same roles that I did coming into the industry. Because I don't have the same instrument. I have so many more experiences. I'm an old man now. So the roles I'm doing now, I'm fathers and preachers and cops. And because this is the one business that you'll never get too old to work, ever.
Right.
Because whoever I become and evolve into, there's still a spot for me somewhere. Because in every day of our lives, there's someone just like me. And I think that was the ingredients to Martin. People enjoyed Martin so much because they're like, I know somebody just like you. Man, y'all remind me so much of our friends. You know, even today I get so many times. People come to me all the time. They say, I ain't got no job.
I know. I'm telling you. I have a good friend who was out of work for a while, and she said her sister's calling her Tommy. Like, that's hilarious. I mean, that's something so long ago, and it's still so relevant. And speaking of something that's relevant, the Oscar controversy that's going on right now, I don't want to really get deep into that, but I wanted to just kind of talk about how important it is, whether no matter what side you're on, whether you think that we should boycott the Oscars or you think we should go, the important thing is we need more diversity. And when
Absolutely.
We talk about the Black Film Festivals, the Denton Black Film Festival in particular, but Black Film Festivals in general, why are they so important?
The reason that these vehicles are so very, very important to our, not only our communities, but it's particularly to filmmakers and to actors and to artists, is because we have an audience. We have someone who gets it. Who gets our lifestyle, who gets our food, who gets our culture, who gets our... We get it. But it's so very important to do more than just complain about what the Oscars are not doing, because every household can do a little bit more. Every time there's a Black movie that comes out, we need to get a ticket. Even if you can't make it, you can go online now, it's on your phone, and purchase it, because the quantity, not the quality, dictates our future. The more successful that a film is, the more often you're going to see one that represents us. And no one tells our story for us and about us like us. It's so very important to all of us that we participate, that we're supportive, that we're going out and we are celebrating one another. And that's why these vehicles are so important, because there we have an audience that tells stories that are familiar. I remember back in the day when FUBU came out, it was for us, by us.
By us,
and
that
was so very important, even in the arts, that there are arts that and stories that can be told for us and by us. The movie that I directed and produced that's in the film festival is called Conflict of Interest.
Yes.
Conflict of Interest is a story about a 16-year-old girl who had a baby, and her mother forced her to give this baby up for adoption. Her mother said, listen, you're 16 years old, and I have a vision for you to go to college, to go to school, to be a success, and having a baby ain't going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And there are so many families that have to deal with issues like this.
Yes.
So then 20-something years later, she's happily married now. The young lady who had the baby is happily married. She has a daughter, a freshman in college. She has a husband, and they're living a wonderful life. As an attorney, another attorney comes in, and there's a young man who's being prosecuted that she has to decide if she's going to prosecute. He hands her a document to sign, and he has the exact same birthmark on the exact same location as the baby she gave away. She checks his record. He was born the exact same day in the exact same hospital and given away at the exact same time that her baby was given away. So here is a story about a young lady who gave up a child, and now she has the struggle of determining, do I wrap my arms around this kid or do I send him to jail? These are stories that each of us can identify with. And then it gets deeper because she looks out the window one day, and one evening, and guess who's hugging her daughter goodnight? Her daughter's a freshman in college, and a young man is a senior in college who could very well be her brother.
Yes.
So
I happened to see it, Tommy, and I enjoyed it. We were all at the edge of our seats at the screening. So if you want to see
films
like that, I'm part of the Denton Black Film Festival.
Oh,
committee.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to do that.
I should've mentioned that. Yeah. So I had a chance to see it, and like I said, if you want to see films like that, as and you put it so aptly, for us, by us, please come out and support the Denton Black Film Festival this weekend. And also, it's a way, you know, there's like I said, all the conversations about the Oscars and all that, this is a way to be proactive and do something instead of just talking about it. So I just think we all should, that's the least we could do is be entertained. I mean, it's not like we're
Absolutely.
Asking you to do something bad, it's something great to be entertained by some filmmakers that, you know, that are just trying to get their message across in a climate that's getting, as you said, it's getting more difficult to do that.
Absolutely.
So I appreciate you so much, Tommy Ford. I look forward to seeing your work and all of the others. I mean, there's just tons of things going on that weekend, and especially the Master Acting Workshop, which is Sunday, January 31st, at 1 until 3. And for more information, go to DentonBFF.com. Thank you so much, Tommy.
Thank you. It was my pleasure.